In the balance of these first 2 days and a half, not only we have to think about how many pathologies we could found and fix, we also have to think about the relationship in a human point of view between the communities and us. At the beginning, we were a little bit concerned about how they could accept our help or our work. And certainly the first day it was a little bit tough to be connected, because the first day the Wichí community came and they are really shy, and they have a personality that's a little bit weak, and if they became scared or concerned about a diagnosis of a new pathology, they try to go away and not to stay and to talk. And another thing that was difficult, that they usually don't, women especially, don't used to talk or to speak Spanish. So we needed the help of the translators. And the translators are really an interesting and a very nice surprise, because they have not only the ability to speak Wichí language and Spanish, but also they have the personality to get influence about the witches, to trust on our diagnosis and to trust in our indication. One example of this is the first day that we had at the end of the day a very high-risk baby with a cardiac tamponade, and we had to refer her, really, it was a baby, a woman, refer her to the children's hospital 400 kilometers ago. And in the Wichí culture, the women cannot go alone. They should go with a husband. And the husband had a problem that he had three other sons in the Pilcomayo River, very far in the jungle. So it was a really a big issue. The translator take the role of the husband and went with her to the hospital, and went with her until she was transferred to Córdoba, to Salta. And when she arrived, the doctors at the children's hospital make the urgent pericardial pleural window, and the baby became better. And two days later, I can tell that the baby is very good, going in the treatment and with a good prognosis. So I think that it's a mix of sensation when we think about what we did. And I think that in the next day and a half will be again a time of surprises, because we will see different communities, Chanés and Chulupis, that were not who came in the first 2 days and a half. In terms of the different types of pathology that we found, the good news is that we did not see rheumatic fever disease, not acute nor chronic. We did not see more than one mitral stenosis in 350 people. So this is very nice for our Argentina, because 30 years ago, I'm sure that we should see more than 50. The other thing that was very interesting, that Chagas disease was not as prevalent as we expected, not in terms of serology, just in terms of real cardiac involvement. We saw also some coronary artery disease, and we saw some tuberculosis in two cases with pericardial compromise. But the main issue is that the distribution of pathology that we found is more than a developed population pathology spectrum, and not a very poor people spectrum. So I think that is a good news in terms of public health, and I think that is a good result of the political of health in the last 20 years that could show this difference right now.